All right, you guys. So I figured like we just have to really kind of square up, if you will, if that's even a word. But here we go. I think the whole idea behind like having just a follower exclusive kind of episode is just to kind of like probably like another way of like like I don't know, setting a premium kind of content, if you will. And like I just decided to like stick away from the video for this case, just to kind of make it easier in that sense, because I feel like I don't want it to make it an excuse to like not post anything or whatnot in a given week just because of this and that. And I know like life gets in the way, and it's the same for you and me, but like I really want to put this out there and yeah, just kind of share to you about like everything else going on, So if you're wondering why I sound different, it's because I'm still recovering from a cold. But if you're not, then that's okay. I'm just gonna say it anyway. But yeah, okay, so you know how you have Spotify Wrapped for like your music and any of your genres and everything, that I just got one for my podcast. And like, oh my gosh, like there were so many stats that I did not know about. I didn't know that some of you actually like shared some of the podcast, and I truly appreciate it. I just want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. It means so much, and I really wish you like all the best in the world. Like right now, I'll be honest, there's just 25 of you, but like, hey, honestly, I only expected one, but like 25 times more of that, I wouldn't say no to that. So I just want to say thank you. And I hope to be posting more of these content now that I don't really have school anymore. I just ended my first like presentation, if you will. It didn't go as planned. I feel like due to the time constraints and everything, we didn't really schedule it properly. But anyways, I'm gonna spare you the details. Essentially, basically, we're done with all presentations. And like, oh my gosh, I don't know if I should feel stoked or if I should feel sad. Probably both, but like, it's done and done. And I guess one thing that the main takeaway from this semester, I guess like I really set it out to be kind of like I want it to be a very relaxing semester, if you will. But then like, during the first month or two of the semester, it was the exact opposite of what I have hoped for. I was literally bombarded with like, assignments, quizzes, projects, certifications and whatnot. And I don't know, I complained like literally 50% of the time, and another 50 I just like shut up and did the work. But I think over time, and as I go through the projects and everything like that, I realize there's no really such thing as like a right or wrong, decision. Like either way, you either win or you learn, right? Or either you succeed or you learn the lessons that you need in order to succeed, right? If that makes sense. So I think, one of the examples was that in the early start of the semester, I kind of got introduced to, two different people. I was like sitting in between them. One of them was this girl from, I think she was from Thailand, if I'm not mistaken. She seemed like a lovely person, and whatnot. And the other guy beside me, he goes to the gym and he runs like I do. So, we kind of like hit it off from there. And there was a kind of a class session where we had to finalize our groups. And, I made the strategic decision just to go for, the guy that I kind of, clicked with, essentially, because we have the same hobby, and I think we have the same work ethic. And there were these other two people that seemed lovely as well. So I decided to go for that. Towards the end of the semester, let's just say that things didn't really turned out to be as relaxing as I thought, in terms of the workload. But I think in the end of the day, it's like you wouldn't be in that position if you didn't take that decision in the first place. So, you know, I know, like, you know, there are so many things to think about, so many options, so many variables that you can or cannot control, you know, in whatever life stage that you're in. But, like, you know, I think a really good rule of thumb is, like, if you're 51% sure of that decision, then just go with that, you know, because, like, in the end of the day, like, no matter how much wisdom, how much motivational speech, how much, like, you know, I don't know, analytics video you watch to make a decision based on science or whatnot, I don't know, you know, maybe some of you do that, I'm not judging, but, like, you know, even if it's a thing, then, you know, it's a thing. So I guess it just wouldn't be the same because they're not you. You don't know all the cards on the table. You don't know the variables that are at play. And you don't really... And they don't know that you know you best, right? Whatever decision that you decide with, that's what you're going to have to live with, essentially. So, you know, I went with mine. And sure enough, like, there were hiccups. I got what I saw coming, both good and bad, but towards the end, we did a pretty good job, and it, you know, just worked out in the end, you know. So I guess it kind of ties back to, you know, an interview that I did with an associate director that, you know, in my old workplace, when I was working as a co-op. A lot of, like, you know, directors, associate directors, people that are higher up already in their position, one thing they've, like, wanted to tell their younger self, which was one of the questions that I asked them in the interviews, was that everything works out in the end. I know I've mentioned this in a previous podcast before, sorry about the noise, but, you know, I think it cannot be any truer until you've actually lived the experience yourself. I'm at the point where I'm literally almost done with my academic journey. It's been a hell of a ride. Lots of ups and downs, lots of thrills and joy and laughter and, you know, occasional breakdowns, both physical and mental. But, you know, it's got me to this point right now and right here. I don't know where to go from here. To be honest with you, it's scary, but exciting at the same time, because I finally don't have to do projects and whatnot anymore. It's just like, oh my gosh, you know, I finally don't have to do this in an academic standpoint. But right now it's just a matter of, like, really focusing on, you know, my life projects and, like, hopefully getting a 9-to-5 to kind of fuel that, if you will. So that's kind of the whole idea. I mean, like, a lot of you, I'm still figuring it out, you know. Like, if some of you think that, like, oh, you know, because I talk about, you know, different things about these podcasts, you know, I know a lot, blah, 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 blah. I don't. I really don't. I'm just winging it. Seriously, I'm winging everything in life. And I think that's just, like, a common misconception that a lot of people think these days, especially even if it comes to, like, successful CEOs, like, you know, Ben Francis or whatnot, you know, these people are well beyond, you know, their best capabilities, and in some occasions, believe it or not, they're literally just winging it, you know. None of us know what we're doing, and that's okay, you know. It's just all about figuring it out. And I think, you know, I think that's the thing, you know. It's the process of figuring it out is a lot better, it's a lot more important than having it all figured out. So, you know, enjoy figuring it out, enjoy getting lost, enjoy the stumbles, enjoy the rock bottoms, enjoy the highs, enjoy the small victories, because those are the days that matter the most. And, you know, no matter where you go, what you do in life, just keep at it, you know, you'll get there. Just have that grit, have the heart, you know, to push forward, and, you know, whatever comes next, embrace it. Embrace it with both of your arms, obviously. That was a weird thing to say, but you know, you get what I mean. So yeah, thank you so much again for listening. I appreciate every single one of you, and you know, here's to many more. Cheers.